This has to go to OJ? Call Farrell?
Yeah.
Okay. I put the recorder on.
Okay, we're going to start Simon Tzadik Dalet in Yeridea Sif Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Atechev Kav Chol Leves B'Gedera Shel Basar. You have a milchik spoon by mistake. You're stirring a fleshik pot of fleshiks with a milchik spoon. So you have to, you don't know how much, and the milchik spoon is a ben yomo. If the milchik spoon would be an ena ben yomo, so then ena ben yomo is nice and tam levga, so there's no problem. We're talking milchik spoon is a ben yomo, and you don't know how much milchik is balua in the spoon, and even if it would be kulo milchik, you don't know how much bliya is going to come out. So the din is, you have to be mishar keneged kulo, because leyadina kamen ofik minei, that's the first shachs of cotton aleph, that was found in the Gemara. Then whenever a tray for piece of nevela falls into a pot of soup, and then you pull out the piece of nevela, so you don't know kama nafik minei, so you always have to go to chumra to be mishar keneged kula. So the same over here. But the only shayla over here is, if the milchik spoon that you're stirring with, let's say you're stirring with a milchik ladle. Now there's milchik's balua and the whole ladle from the top to the bottom. Let's say, for argument's sake. But you're only stirring with the bottom of the ladle, the bottom 4 inches of the ladle, then another 4 inches sticking out above the pot. So the Gemara in Perek Hei Tzatzoilin, the Bir Agro writes in Ois Kotten Hei, the Gemara in Psochim, Reish Perek Hei Tzatzoilin says that there's a svara to say, Cham Miktzosa Cham Kulo. If you have a piece of metal, only by Matechas, by eights you wouldn't say. If you have a Klisha Matechas, and part of it is on the fire, or part of it is in a submerged under the surface of the burning pot of soup. So that part is certainly roseach. So there's room to say chamiktsos acham kulo. So the Mechaber quotes an opinion of Yesh Mishaimer that if the kaf is shal mateches, and then you say chamiktsos acham kulo, like the Gemara says in Sochim, so the milchik bliya, even from the top of the spoon, may possibly go through the bottom of the spoon and go out into the fleshik, so you have to measure shish and keneged the whole volume of the spoon. Not only keneged that volume of the spoon that's submerged under the fleshik soup, even the part above. However, there are more paskins against it, and the Shach points out in Sivkot and Gimel that the way the Mechaber presented it, see, the Mechaber doesn't really hold like that either. He writes in Sivkot and Gimel, Avtas HaMechabesh is for Rishani Iker. That's why he wrote V'yesh Mishoimer. Whenever the Shulchan Aruch, that's one of the klolim. Whenever the Shulchan Aruch writes a din and then he says V'yesh Mishoimer, not so. What he means to say is that the Iker is the first shita. So you have both the Mechaber and the Ramah hold that you don't paskin like that. I but it's the Gemara that you say Chamitzos Acham Kuloi. So that's what the Shach explains in Sivkot and Gimel, and the Birag Ro explains in Sivkot and Vav. Bikitzer, the Afagav the Chamik, the Biragro always gives everything mamish in a nutshell. Bikitzer nimrat, the Afagav the Chamik tzasacham kulai. Yeah, that's cham. That the top part of the spoon that's not submerged under the fleshig soup is also considered cham, but it's not ela mother for liyasa bekulai. The bli is not going to go through and through. The bli only goes from that part that's submerged under the surface of the soup. So the din is, again, if you have a milchik spoon and you're stirring fleshiks with it, you have to imagine, you have to visualize the worst possible thing, namely that all of the bliya of the milchiks is going to come out from the part of the spoon submerged under the surface of the flesh, and you have to be mishar keneged kulam. What happens if tochav hakaf bigdera pamayim? He put the kaf in once and he stirred, then he took it out, then he put the kaf back in a second time, and he stirred it. V'lo noidim in time. There was the idea sataruvis in between. This was the sif that we spoke about. That the Rishonim all got this. Biragro gives you all the marmekoy mesim and sivkot neches. It's based on Yerushalmi and based on Tosefta. This is a din deraisa. That in order for an isa to be mizbateil, you have to have idea sataruvis. Without idea sataruvis, there's no bittul. We suggested that maybe it's based, and they said Rav Shimichkop said like that. Maybe it's based on the Gemara and Baba Kama that Eid Zaymen Mikana Lahabohu Nifsal. We happen to Paskin Eid Zaymen Lamafrehu Nifsal. That's the ayin of Yalkagam, that the din is like Abaye against the Rover. But the Machlekes Abaye Verover was where the Eid Zaymen is a din Hanhoge, then it's only Mikana Lahabohu. All din Hanhoge are only Mikana Lahabohu. Or Eid Zaymen, the second kata is Nemonis against the first kata. So if they have Nemonis, then it's a Birur. It's Nisbar, the first Katva, lying a month ago when they testified. Whenever you have a Bira, so it's Nisbar Lamafreya. So that's why we pass an Eitzamim Lamafreya Hu Nifsal. But Abai would have agreed with Rav if he would have agreed to the premise that Eitzamim is only a Din Hanhoga. We really it's really Trey, even after the Chiddush HaTorah. It's still Trey. We don't know who's telling the truth, and it's just a Din Hanhoga. So whenever you have Din Hanhoga, then it's only Noig Mikan Al Abba. So that's the basis of this din also, that you need the Ideas HaTaruv, because the din of Bitl Beroiv is not, it's not a Birur, Faker. If you have a bowl of soup and a little Chazer Shmaltz falls in and you have Shishim against it, you know that every spoon of soup that you're swallowing is going to have a Mashu of Chazer Shmaltz in it. The reason why it's Mutter, because it's a din on Hoga, Acharab Lahatas, that the Trefus is bottled by Shishim. So since it's a din on Hoga, so it's only Noig Mikan Al Habo. So those are the Makuris that the Bira Grua quotes. This is a very important Bira Grua quotes. Makuris from the Yerushalmi, from Tosefta, from Rishonim like that, that the Yedilas HaTaruvus is necessary to say Bitl. So here, the Mechaber says, if it's Loi Noida HaTaruvus, there's room to be Choshish for the worst possible scenario. What could be the worst possible scenario? We don't know what happened. It could be that the milchik spoon, the part of the milchik spoon that was submerged under the surface of the fleishik soup, gave off a lot of the milchik bliya. We don't know how much milchik bliya there is there. It could be 50% of the thickness of the spoon. It could be 75%. It could be only 5%. We don't know. So since le'adina kamenofik b'nei, so you have to be mishaya k'neged kum. So you need shishim. Keneged mashin nitchav mimenu, maybe all the bliya came out the first time, and you want to prevent it from becoming basim b'cholov. The milchik bliya is going into the fleishik soup. You want to prevent it from becoming basim b'cholov. It could be a lot of the bliya of milchiks came out, but not all. You see, if the soup would be roischim, if it would be mala baboys, then when we say that this is a hagola, we would assume that the entire bliya came out. Entire bliya came out, so then you're not going to be choshish for the shishim pamayim. We'll soon explain. We're talking about a case where it's not mala resicha. It's just yatzaledis. The soup is burning hot yatzaledis, but it's not mala resicha. Mala resicha is 212. Yatzaledis is much lower than that. Yatzaledis bin machma, anything above 120, 140, 160, something like that is already yatzaledis. So we're choshish for two things. Maybe a lot of the bliya came out, maybe all the bliya came out, we don't know how much, le'adina kamenofik minei, so you have to measure shishim, keneged kulo. But then on the other hand, maybe it didn't all come out, maybe enough of the milchik bliya remained in the kaf, because it's not mali resicha. If it would have been mali resicha, that's hagola, we would assume the whole bliya came out. We have to be concerned it's not mali resicha, so maybe enough of the milchik bliya came out, but a little bit remained behind, so that when the fleishig bliya is going to go back into the spoon, so maybe you don't have shishim in the fleishigs against the milk that remained behind, or maybe you don't have shishim in the milk that remained behind against the fleishigs that's going to come out now, that's going to come into the kaf now. You don't know how much milchigs came out and how much milchigs remained behind. So it could be that all the Ruba the Ruba of the Milchas came out the first time, so you need one time Shishim. Le'adin and Kamenafik B'nei. So you need Shishim Keneged the whole thing to avoid Bas B'cholot. Then you also have to be concerned, maybe Chatich and Asna Ve'ela, the Milchiks that's left behind in the spoon, with the Fleishiks that just came in now from the pot, maybe that now combined, because you don't have Shishim in one of the components against the other one, maybe that just became Bas B'cholot. And now, when you're going to stir the soup pot a second time, we're going to stir it the second time. So now the basa b'cholov is going to come out and make everything treif. So now you have to have shishim keneged the basa b'cholov. So if it would have been noida hataruvis, if there would have been a yedias hataruvis, so I said, the cholov that came out the first time already became nizbatel, so there's no basa b'cholov. And then when the fleishiks went in, there's a possibility of maybe chaticha nasnadele, maybe it just became basa b'cholov. So then the second time I'll stir, I'll have shishim again. If you had shishim the first time, you're going to have shishim the second time. It's the exact same stirring spoon, and it's the exact same amount of soup in the pot. So the Mechaber says that there's an opinion that you need shishim pamayim. if there was no Yediyas HaTerubis in between, so the original Cholav was never Nizbatel. So now you have to have Shishim once Keneged the Cholav to prevent the flesh and the soup pot from becoming Basa B'Cholav, and another time Shishim to prevent the Basa B'Cholav that possibly may be in the Kaf from assuring all of the soup in the pot. The Ramah says no. Why is that? So the Shach explains in Sivkot Nevov, and that's the Bir Agra also, and test the Harbi Pastim Srila, the Dova Balor, Lamina Chanam. We went through the Marmakonis. That was based on the Trumas Adesh and Shteltzu, the Mishnah and Perik Behema Hamkasha. A very interesting Tzushtel, that Tara Balua is not Mikabal Tuma. If a person swallowed a metal ring and he went into a cemetery and then he went out and then the metal ring came out the other end, or if a woman is pregnant with a baby and she goes to a funeral and then she leaves, so whether the Tahara Blua, whether the ring is in the stomach, whether the ring is in the Rechem, that's called Tahara Blua. And Tahara Blua is not Makabal Tuma. Tahara Blua is Kemisha Eino. So Tzushtali makes that, just like the Mishnah says in the fourth parak in Chulin, in Perak Behemam Kasha, that Tahara Blua is not Mekabal Tume, so too the Cholov that's in the Balua, in the Charsis Hagdera of the Kaf, doesn't become Nasis Nevela. So here the Ramah is Mekal on that you don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela. So you only need Shishin once. The Chabra over here is really a little questionable. If you have shishim in the flesh, keneged the cholov. So the Mechaber says that you need yidiyas hataruvis, that it should become bottle. So we mentioned that the Mishnah Kufches in Chulin says, tipas cholv shenofla ala chaticha. If yesh bo benois in tam, so the chaticha is asur, because it becomes bas b'cholov. If it's ain't benois in tam, if you have shishim in the flesh, keneged the milk, have a pot of flesh and you're pouring in milk by mistake. So if you're pouring 2 drops of milk, and you have many, many drops of flesh, you have shishim against it, so the flesh does not become basim b'cholav. Why is that? So we had the Rosh was of the opinion, the Rosh and the Tosis were of the opinion that you don't have to come on to bitl over here. The din is that basim b'cholav is only us, derech bishol us for Torah. So whenever it's ain't nice and tam, so the whole Issa doesn't get, the whole institution of basim b'cholav doesn't get off the ground. You don't have to come on to bitl. And the Aguda in Maseches Nida wrote not so. He wrote, no, that is based on bitl. Aye, but Tosis argues that heter beheter is not bottle. So the Aguda said a chilek, that's how the Shach and the Hilchas Kelai begodim, in Yerudei Chela Gimel, Shach quotes like that from the Levush, this distinction. That when do you say heter beheter loy bottle, that's only if you have Yavish be Yavish. But if you have a Tarubis of Lach Balach, so Lach Balach is Kemisha Eino. Yavish Tarubis of Yavish be Yavish is bottle, that's Kemisha Yeshno. These terminology appears in the Gemara in Bchoris and Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara has a Chakira, like Yeshiva Sheirosh Yeshiva. So the Gemara has a Chakira. Whenever you have the Bitl Beroiv, is it considered Kemisha Eino, or is it Kemisha Yeshno? And nonetheless, it's Mizbatel. So the Gemara has a few Nafkamina. So one Nafkamina there in Bchoris, Daf Chav Gimel. One Nafkamina is what you would say Chayze Benir. If it's Kemisha Eino, if an Isser Shin is Batla is Kemisha Eino, and then you add on more Isser, so you shouldn't really say Chayze Benir, because the first amount was really Kemisha Eino. If you say it's Kemisha Yeshno, but it's a special Heta, it's a Din Hanhoge, you have a right to be Noig, as if it's everything is Mutter, so then you would say Chayze Benir. Then the Gemara has another Nafkamina. Not only is Isser, Batla, and Heter, what if you have Tume, food that's Tome, water that's Tome becomes Batel, and the food that's Tohar. So the or something that's tummy becomes bottle and something that's tohar. So the din is that tumah is also bottle bereiv. So tumah is bottle bereiv. So when you touch the whole taruvis, you say you didn't do a maga on the double tummy because it's bottle bereiv. But if it's something that's not only metame b'maga, it's metame b'masa. So then the question is, well, maybe if I'll carry it, maybe I should say that it's metame b'masa. So the Gemara says that depends whether it's kemisha yeshno or kemisha eino. If you hold that a miut that's nizbatel and a roiv is kemisha eino, so kemisha eino, so then it's not even metami b'masa. But if you say no, it's kemisha yeshna, but it's a din hanhoge, you have a right to be noig that I didn't do a maga on it. I said I did the maga on the other thing. I did the maga on the roiv. I didn't do the maga on the miut. The masa I'm doing on everything. So if you hold kemisha yeshno, So then it should still have a Tumas Masa even after it became this Batal Berei. These are the two Nafkaminas that the Gemara has. And the Rambam and not Gemara, the Kesef Mishnah quotes from the Mahari Kurkis. Mahari Kurkis has a running commentary with a lot of Hasogas on the whole Rambam. Like you have the Ravid wrote Hasogas, and other Rishonim also wrote Hasogas on the Rambam. So the Mahari Kurkis has the Ramach, also wrote running Hasogas on the Rambam, on the whole Rambam. Kes Mishnah quotes once in a while from the Ramach. So the Mahari Kurkis there, and that Rambam is quoted by the Kesef Mishnah, that there's a steer in the Rambam. One place it seems to Paskin Kemishi Eshno, one place it Paskin Kemishi Eino. So the Mahari Kurkis suggests the Teretz, quoted by the Kesef Mishnah on earth and that Rambam. The Rambam understood that Lefi Maskonas HaGemara, we should distinguish between Lach Balach and Yovish B'Yovish. The Taruvus of Lach Balach, it's Kemishi Eino. The Taruvus of Yovish B'Yovish, then it's Kemishi Eshno. So that's what the Levush also says. That's this Aguda. That's the Levush quoted by the Shach in Hilchas Kalai Bigodim. And that's what the Aguda writes in Maseches Nida. That Heta beheta loy batel, that's only if you're talking about Taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish. But if you're talking about Taruvus of Lach Balach, so Lach Balach has Kemisha Eino, so then even a Heta beheta will also be batel. So that's really the Shiloh over here. Do you need Yedias HaTaruvus to be mevatel the cholov that fell into their flesh to prevent it from becoming basa b'cholov? See, if you say like the Rosh and the Taisvis that heta beheta loy batel, and the reason why if the cholov is ain't a nosen tam in the basar, there's no issue of basa b'cholov because it's derech bishul asatar, doesn't get off the ground, so you don't have to come on to people. That was Rabbi Kiveger's ha'orin, the Chuvas Rabbi Kiveger that the Pischei Chuvah quoted in the end of Simon Peizayin. Rabbi Kiveger raised an issue. We have a din aim of atanisa lechatchila, but it should be muta lechatchila, should be hetagoma to pour milk into a pot of flesh. If you know that you have shishim in the flesh against the milk, you're not being mevatel anything. As long as it's ain't a nosen tam, so the issue of basa b'cholov doesn't get off the ground. You don't have to base it on people. If you would hold like the levush and the aguda and nida, that when the cholov is ain't a nosen tam in the basar, it's mizbatel because it's lach balach, so even Heter beheter is also mizbatel. So then you can require neida yidias hataruvus. You need yidias hataruvus for bitul. But if you say the way Rabbi Kiveger quoted from the Tosfos in the Rosh, that heter beheter loy batel, and the reason why cholov doesn't ask a baser if you have shishim is not based on bitul, it's based on the fact that it's ena nosen tam, so it's not called derech bishul asa Torah. So then the pashtus really should be that you shouldn't require any yidias hataruvus. Unless you'll say that that's only vinegar. So what is the Mechaber right over here? We usually assume like that Taisus in the Rosh. That's what Rabbi Kiveger assumes, that you don't need bitul by Basa B'cholam. So unless you say like Rabbi Kiveger suggested, that's on the level of Deraisa, that Basa B'cholam is only Yosem and Atar, Derech Bishol Asur Tar, but with the Rabbanon, it's Asur, even if you don't have Cholam, Nais and Tam and Basa, if you're eating flesh and milk at the same time, eating flesh and milchiks at the same time, that's also a problem. So here, if you know that you have a tipas cholov fell on a chatichas basar, or here the cholov went from the spoon into the fleshik soup, so lemaisa, I know that I'm eating fleshiks and milchiks simultaneously. So in order to declare that there isn't even an issue of basar b'cholov derabanan, you have to say that the cholov is batul. So then, bottom line, you need yedias hataruvus for the basar b'cholov derabanan. On the level of the Raisa, it could be that it's correct that you don't really need Yediyas HaTaruvus. But because there is a chumra that Basa B'cholov is also to be eaten, the Vasachas, even if one is not nice and tam in the other one, so you have to command to bitul, and maybe you need Yediyas HaTaruvus. So that's what the Mechaber says over here. Mechaber is working on the assumption that Balua can become Nasa Nevela. So we don't know how much of the milk came out, because the Fleshik soup is not Mala Resicha. If it will be Malar Resicha, you assume everything went out. That's Hagola. Hagola, you assume the whole Bliya comes out. So once you have Shishim, so finished. For Hagola, you don't need Yediyah. If you have Hagola, you don't need Yediyah. For the Bikul, you need Yediyah. But for Hagola, you don't need Yediyah. But we're talking over here that it's not Malar Resicha, it's only Yatzaleta. So you don't know whether all of it came out or not. So you have to always consider the worst possible scenario. Maybe everything came out the first time, so you got to have Shishim to be Mevatel the Cholov. Maybe it didn't all come out the first time. Maybe a little bit remained behind, to the extent that the fleshig bliya from the soup went into the calf and now joined up with the cholov in a way that there isn't shishim in one component against the other one, and the balu is nas nevela. That's how the mechaber holds. Balu is nas nevela. So if there's no yediyah in between, then you're going to have, then you're going to require later when you have the yediyah, after tochav is akaf pam shniya, then you're going to need pamayim shishim. You'll need twice shishim. And the Ramah, because he disagrees on balu anas nevela, so it's not shach to require twice shishim. All you need is one shishim. Here the shach points out, shouldn't there be a third concern? You're always figuring out over here, lo yadin and kama, nofi b'nei, lo yadin and kama bala. You always have to figure on the worst possible scenario. So why do you only need shishim twice? If it's lo yadin, what if tochav is hakaf sholosh pamim? So you should say you need three times shishim if the yediyah was later. Why three times? Maybe the first time all the milk came out, so you need shishim keneged the whole lo yadin kama, nofi b'nei, so you need shishim keneged the whole thickness of the spoon. Maybe not everything came out, and maybe some milk remained behind, and the flesh rushes in, the fleshic flavor rushes in, and makes basa b'chalav. And now the second tchiva, tochav is akaf pam shniya. So now you need shishim keneged the basa b'chalav that's entering into the pot, a second shishim. And then if there's still no yediyah satarubis, why don't you have to be concerned? Maybe so much of the basa b'chalav came out, all the basa b'chalav went from the thickness of the kaf into the pot of fleshik soup, and a little bit of basar b'chalav remained behind, and now plain basar soup gets nivla into the kaf, and I don't have shishim in the basar soup that entered keneged the basar b'chalav that remained behind. So I should say chaticha nasis nevela, the basar b'chalav, the tray for basar b'chalav into the fleshik soup. So now when there's going to be terch of the kaf pam shlishis, I should say now that I need a third time shishim. So the Shach writes a shtikel Torah here, and he's dalet. He says, no, the Rishon that the Mechaber is quoting over here is of the opinion that you only say chaticha nas nevela in basa b'chalav. Basa b'chalav means basa with chalav together. But if you have basa b'chalav into fleshik soup, that's the same as shari surim. Most of the Rishonim hold like that, that you only say chanan the basa b'chalav, and not Bishari Surim. So that's why it's Meduyak, the Shach is Meridik here. That's why it's Meduyak. This Rishon uses the Lashon only Tochav Hasakaf Pamayim. Why does he write Tochav Hasakaf Pamayim? Let him write Tochav Hasakaf Kama Pomim, for lo noida bintayim, tzor shishim keneged Kama Pomim Shetochav. Zokta, no, because after the Pam Shnia, when he's Tochav the Kaf, then he takes it out. So what can you imagine the worst scenario? That all the basa b'chalav, a lot of the basa b'chalav went into the pot of soup, and you need shishim and the fleshik soup, the kosher soup, against the basa b'chalav, and now a little bit of fleshik tam went into the nivla, into the kaf, and it joins together with the basa b'chalav, and that's going to be chanan. And then the third time you're going to be teich of the kaf, you need, since you say chanan, so now you're going to need shishim keneged the whole amount. So he says, no, but that's called chanan b'shari surim. Basa b'chalav into kosher fleshik soup is Hanan Bishari Surim, and all of these Rishonim don't hold like that. So that's what the Shach is Medayik. And then he says, it's interesting, the last line in Ois Kotten Dalet, Bahasmak, in the Sefer Mitzvah's Kotten, by the Rimi Korval, one of the Bali Atesis, Asmak, the Svirale, Bechol Yisurim Hanan, so the Emes is very Meduk, Lekosa B'simon Reishit Gima Hailishna, the Tzorch Beis Pomim Shishin. The Smak writes the Lashon, as many times as you were terchev the kaf, I know there been time, so that's how many times you'll need shishim because of this concern. Maybe all the basa b'chalav and the kaf went into the, most of the basa b'chalav and the kaf went into the pot of the fleshik soup, and then fleshik soup went back into the kaf, and then when you took it out, that fleshik soup became chanan, because he holds from chanan b'shari surim, and now you need shishim a third time, and a fourth time, and a fifth time, and so on. That's what the Shach says to explain the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, where he's quoting the Rishonim, what's the Rabbeinu Peretz, I think, where he's quoting the Rishonim who say that Tochav v'sakaf pamayim v'lo no de mintayim, say you need twice shishim. The problem is that the Mechaber quoted this. The Mechaber doesn't believe in Chanan v'shari surim, but the Mechaber himself is of the opinion that basa v'chalav into fleshik soup is called Chanan v'basa v'chalav. That happens to be the Shach disagrees vehemently with that Beis Yosef. that's over here. That's the Shach on page 418 in old editions of the Yerideya. That's Simen Tzarek Dalet, the Shach Sivkot Nechav Beis. He has a very long piece. So the last 8 lines in that Shach, last 7-8 lines, he writes, Ot Kosva Besiyot Vesal Simen Kuv Gimel Zalushono, that if you have Basa B'chala mixed in with kosher soup and you don't have Shishim against the Basa B'chala, that's called Hanan B'Basa B'chala. And all the Rishonim will agree that you say Hanan. So the Shach says that it's not correct. Shach says that it's absolutely incorrect. Halach l'shitasa, he says, the Bisesu goes l'shitasa. We learn here after l'shitasa. The whole reason why you say Hanan b'basa b'chol is because the heter is a heter. But over here it's basa b'chol of interfleshik soup. It's Hanan b'sharisum. We had that Shach. So the whole shtickle turret that the Shach says over here, it's a cotton dalet, this is beautiful meduik in the Rishonim. But the Mechaber quotes the Loshen and Tziv Beis. Tzoch v'sakaf pamayim, tzoch beis pamim shishim. But according to the way the Beis Yosef claims that basa b'cholav into fleshik soup is chanan v'basa b'cholav, so he shouldn't have quoted that Loshen from the Rishon. He should have changed it the way the Shach said. He should have said, tzoch v'sakaf kama pamim, tzoch shishim keneged kol pamim pam shetochav if l'anoidev in time. Okay. That's the Shach, Moiridik. What does the Mechaber write, Siv Gimel? He's stirring fleshik soup with a melachik spoon, and there's shishim in the fleshik soup, keneg in the melachik spoon. So the fleshik soup does not become treif. That's like the Mishnah, kuf chesem and aleph, tipa cholov, shenoflo alach atichas basar, and it's ain't a nice and tam. When you eat the flesh, you don't taste the flavor of the milk. So it's ain't a nice and tam, so it's mutter. So the Mechaber says, yeah, the soup, the fleshik soup is mutter because you have shishim in the soup, keneged the tipas cholov, but the spoon, you have a problem. This used to be a melachik spoon, and now the melachik spoon may have a bliya of fleshiks in it. The melachik spoon was a ben yomo melachiks, and it's going to be balea back flesh, so you don't know how much flesh. So it could be you don't have shishim in one against the other. It could be you gave out a little milk and absorbed a little flesh. Could be it gave out an awful lot of milk and absorbed a lot of flesh back. And it could be that you don't have shishim in one against the other. So the lias in the spoon are going to become basa b'chola. The lias in the spoon are going to become basa b'chola. So how does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? And yesh shishim l'vat la'kaf hagder v'hatav shem l'torim. The fleshik soup is not a problem. Aval la'kaf. But the milchik spoon that used to be milchik now has a problem. Asa beinim basa beinim cholov, lefi shehu blu mi basa b'cholov. Yeah. We have to be concerned, and not the whole bliya didn't come out the first time. Maybe there's basa b'cholov inside. And because it has basa b'cholov, so if I mix it into anything, it'll make it trade. And if I mix it into anything now, and you won't have shishim, I'll stir a new pot of soup, new pot of vegetable soup, with this spoon, and I won't have shishim against this spoon. I feel a bit of service mechazer v'tachvur. If I mix anything else with it, whether I mix it with basar or with cholov, because I don't know how much cholov is left, I don't know how much basar went in. It could be that if I mix it now with basar, it could be that it has an awful lot of cholov left. Could be I mix it with cholov, could be it has all the cholov went out the first time, and it's all basar now. You don't know le'adina kama, nothing gonna le'adina kama ayelbe. We don't know. So then it's gonna asa. Then it says it asas. If you don't have shishim, I'm gonna take this trefa spoon that may be basa b'chol, maybe basa b'chol, maybe basa, maybe chol. I don't know kama nothing bene kama nichnas bo. I don't know where we're holding over here. So you have to be machmer for all the possibilities. So if I'll stir some new vegetable soup with this and I won't have shishim. And main shishim hakol will be also b'hanoa, afilu hakdeira. The new soup that I'll stir will be also b'hanoa. Wait a minute. We know from Sinan Peizayin that basa b'cholav deraisa is also b'hanoa, basa b'cholav derabbanan is muta b'hanoa. So we had a discussion when we started Peizayin. The din is that basa b'cholav is only deraisa if it's derech bishal osur Torah. So we had a shaila. What if I cook fleshiks in a milchik pot? Or I cook milchiks in a fleshik pot. Is that really derech bishal osur Torah? The Akhvish Lasa term means he's mixing together fleshiks with milchiks and he wants to have a tam. Yeah. But if over here he cooked fleshiks in a milchik pot, so that was a machlekes achreinim. So the major achreinim were of the opinion, the Chavos Das and the Prima Gadim and other major achreinim were of the opinion that that's basa b'chol of their rice. And the Darkei Tshuva quoted there in Pizayin that some of the lesser luminaries were of the opinion that that's only basa b'chol of the Rabbanon. That's what I thought originally. I thought that that's only basa b'chol of the Rabbanon. He see in the Mechaber that I'm wrong. You see that the Chavos Das and the Prima Gadim are right. He says, if I take this spoon that may possibly be basa b'cholov, and I'm going to stir, how did it become basa b'cholov? Because I was stirring a fleshik soup with a milchik spoon. So that, according to my svara, that was not derech bishul asoter. So there shouldn't be basa b'cholov deraisa. The mechab is machmer that it is basa b'cholov deraisa, and therefore it's also b'hanah. And if I'll stir it now, I'll take this spoon that may be kula cholov, maybe kula basa, maybe basa b'cholov in it, and I'll stir a new soup with it. So maybe it's basa b'cholov, and all the whole new soup will be also b'hanah. The new soup is going to be nivla into the pot in which it's being cooked, so the pot is going to be also b'hanah. Well, everything is going to be also b'hanah. So you see the famous one in the Shulchan Aruch that if you cook fleshiks in a milchik spoon, that's considered basa b'cholov derais. Here, the Mechaber, of course, writes, the only time this spoon will make treif, if I'll stir it, I take this spoon that used to be milchig and I stir it in a fleshig pot. I don't know whether all the milchigs went out and now it's all balua from fleshigs, or all the milchigs remain behind, or maybe it's a combination of basa b'cholov. So if I'll stir now part of a soup, it'll make a treif, maybe it's basa b'cholov and so on. All the worst possible things you can imagine. But this, of course, is only calls man that the spoon is still ben yomo. If I'll wait 24 hours till I'll take this possibly treif spoon and stir something else with it, so if it's ain't a ben yomo, so then it does not. So that's a double portion, that's in Tam Lev Gam. So here the Shach has that famous machlokes. I mentioned that one year when Rav Soloveitchik gave the shir on basa b'cholov, so he started with this Shach, Sivkot Niyud. What's the din if I cooked milchiks in a pot 7 o'clock in the morning for breakfast? I cooked milchiks in a pot. And then 7 o'clock in the evening, I cook fleshiks in the pot. So that's basa b'cholov deraisa. And then tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, I cook paraveh. I cook something paraveh. So by the time it comes 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, the milchik bliya from this morning, 7 o'clock, is ain't a ben yomo. But the fleshik bliya from tonight, 7 o'clock, is still going to be a ben yomo. So from 7 o'clock at night till 7 o'clock in the morning, have basar and cholif together that are both ben yomo in the pot. After 7 o'clock is over tomorrow morning, I have cholov, which is Eina ben yomo, together with basa, which is ben yomo adayin. So is that called efshel hafrido, or is that called efshel sochto? Efshel sochto by basa b'cholov for sure is also that for sure. It's a machlokes satanayim, and most of the rishonim paskan that efshel sochto by basa b'cholov is also. The Ravid stands out alone. The Ravid on the side of the Rambam is masik on the Rambam. When the Rambam quotes the din of efshel sochto also, so the Ravid is masik. He says, no, that was only Aliba de Rebuda. If you look in the Sugyan Kuf Chesam and Aleph on the base, so the Gemara quotes it in the context of Rebuda. Rebuda holds Mimimina b'mashu. So the Ravid writes, we don't understand why. That's Rav Chaim stands on his head in the Sefer to try to knock sense into the statement of the Ravid. The Ravid writes, the Allah of Efshel Sokh to us is only Nitan Lahayomer if you would accept the din like Rebuda that Mimimina b'mashu. But once you don't hold like Rebuda, only Rashi paskins like Rebuda. Once all the Rishonim have rejected Rebuta that the old Mim and Min is not B'mashu, so there's no reason to adopt the position of Epshel Sochto Asa. Mayin Shmita Etzel Hasina, nobody understands what in the world the Ravid is talking about. That's Rav Chaim works very hard to try to knock sense into that Ravid. But leaving out the Ravid, we don't pass like that Ravid. We hold that Epshel Sochto by Basa B'cholov is Asa. So we had the Machlokes, what's the din of Epshel Hafrido by Basa B'cholov? So where do we have the case of Epshel Hafrido? So that was in the long Shach and Simen Kufhei and Sivkotten Yud Zayin on page 490. That was the long Shach and Sivkotten Yud Zayin. That was the shaila you have if you have a tzli, two pieces next to each other, so the tzli goes kedein the tila. So I have a piece of gvina, hard cheese, next to a piece of flesh, and they're broiling next to each other, so the first kedein the tila of each one becomes also mitam basa b'cholo. What if I have a piece of basa b'cholov? I have a piece of flesh that has cheese balua in it, piece of basar b'chol sitting next to a piece of kosher flesh. So we know that ain't balu yotzim echaticha lachaticha b'loi reiter. So the cheese habalua b'flesh is not going to budge. Only the flesh is going to go kadei netila. So that's the case of epshalah hafrido. So that was a machlekes 2 days in the shach, a machlekes harishayim and a machlekes achrayim. What's the din by basar b'chol b'epshalah hafrido? So here the shach has a discussion. What's the din? Im timtzi loyma that epshalah hafrido is mutter even on basar b'chol. What would you say? If one of the two is Eina ben Yoma and the other one is, it's Eina ben Yoma, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, so the Cholov Shabbo is Eina ben Yoma, but the Basu Shabbo is ben Yoma. So they say, well, you have both of them there, the Basu and the Cholov are both there, I didn't really separate them. It's just that one of them is Nice and Tamlev Gams, and Nice and Tamlev Gams is Mizbatel. Is that what it is? So that's called Epshel Lesoch Da'asa. If one of the two component parts of the Basu and the Cholov is Nizbat and the other one is not, that's called Epshel Lesoch Da'asa. And maybe I should say no, the component that's in Eina ben Yoma is Ka'afra di Almo. That was really the machlokes we had the Rashbo and the Ra'od, the Torah Sabais and the Berak Abais. That the Rashbo is the Kasha. Why did the Gemara say that it's a Gzer Eina ben Yoma at ben Yoma? The Gemara should have said, Eina ben Yoma is Nos and Tamlev Gam, so it's based on Bittul. So it's an Issa Eim Avat and Issa Lachatchila. That's why you're not allowed to use a Trefik Klish Eina ben Yoma. Because the Bliya and the Dofne HaKli is the end. The Bliya and the Dofne HaKli is still Roy Lachila. Just whatever you're going to cook in it, it'll be nice and tamal of gam in that Michael, it'll be Mizbatel. But the Bliya Bats Muso is still Osa. So why not say Eimavat and Isla HaTchila? So the official answer was that's not called Eimavat and Isla HaTchila, because then Kabanosa Labatel. He couldn't care less. He's not interested in having the Bliya Sheinim and Yom going to the Michael. Other Rabbi, it's going to be Pogimid B'miktsas. And the Ra'os said that the Kasha Ipsal Ganesh Don, it's a mistake. The Ra'os claims in the Berak Abayis, on the side of the Rajbis Torah Abayis, that the Bliya that's Eina Ben Yoma is Ka'afr the Alma, is Mamish Kemisha Eino, doesn't exist. So according to the Ra'os, this case of the Shach quotes that the Bach says that it's Mutta. The Loka Bach Shekasa the Pshitas Lehepach, or Pasha Duhu Tois. The Shach says that the Bach absolutely is wrong. The Bach said, if you have a pot that has a bliya of milchiks, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, the milchiks is Eina ben Yomo, and the fleshiks from 7 o'clock at night is ben Yomo, so the Bach says that that's Eina ben Yomo. It's called Eina ben Yomo, and it does nasa. So the Bach probably thinks like the Bach probably thinks that Efshel Hafrido is mutter, and he holds that over here, the bliya that's Eina ben Yomo is like Afer the Alma, so it's mamish not existent. It's not that it's Mizbatil. So that's the Shulchan Aruch over here. So if the spoon is still ben yomo, and then I'm going to stir in a new pot, so then it'll asa unless it's going to be shishim. And main shishim, I call asa afila b'hano, because you're dealing with basa b'chalav deraisa over here. Derech bishul, this is called derech bishul. And then he said afila hakdeira, the bli and the kdeira is also going to be. If I'm stirring with this treif spoon in a new pot, and we're concerned of all the possible possibilities, all the possibilities here. So one possibility is that there's basa b'cholov, balua in the spoon. So then the basa b'cholov is going to ask for everything b'hanoa, and the bliya that is going to go on to the gdeir is also going to be asa b'hanoa. So then the mechaber writes, ah, that pot later on that absorbed the bliya from the possible basa b'cholov, you're not allowed to cook any food in that pot because it has a isa hanoa in it. Are you allowed to use the pot to keep money in it? You say the pot is asa b'hanoa. So what if I want to collect the marbles in the pot? So collecting marbles or holding pencils in the pot or putting cold peris or dovet zaynen, I'm not getting any benefit from the bliya in the pot. So Mechaba says that's not a problem. Kimishen and nana from the isa, that's not a problem. But if I'm going to cook food in the pot, then I'm getting anoa from the treif bliya, because the treif bliya is going to go into the food, and usually you don't have shishim in the maichel that you cook in a pot keneged the bliya and the doifne hakli. So then you're not going to have shishim, so the new food is going to be us. What if that treif pot, the pot that I think may have just become treif, is now after ben yomo, 24 hours passed by, and now I'm going to cook food in the pot. So kli sheine ben yomo, treif bliya sheine ben yomo does nasa. So that's not a problem. But the Ebed, l'chatchila, there's a gzeirein ben yom at the ben yom, you have to kasha. But for the Ebed, it doesn't make crepes. And now comes the Shach Yud Aleph. So Katan Yud is an important shach where he disagrees with the Bach about the Eina Ben Yoma on the milk, but it is still Ben Yoma on the flesh. So Katan Yud is also very, very important. What if I waited till this treif of pot? I'm concerned. I cook basa b'chalim in a pot. So the pot has a bliya, basa b'chalim. Then I wait 24 hours. And then, by mistake, I cook. L'chatchila, gzeira, eni ben yom, otam ben yom. You're not allowed to cook in the pot. And b'diyavet, I cooked. So it's mutter. So what's the problem? So he says a strange chiddush. In bishul ba'achakach, kishena bas yoyma, yashlech demei ha'kedera l'nohar, v'ha'maychal mutter. L'chein kosav mahari. Rabbi Saul Isselin writes like that. The Ramo cholak al zeh v'chein dasi sevheta. The Ramo wants to say it's ridiculous. Why do you have to be mashlech demei ha'noah into the Yam HaMelech? Why do you have to throw out the Nohar? And he says, but the Marshal, Cholek al Ramo, V'docha Rayosim, and he defends this Chumr. What in the world is the Chumr based on over here? But the Treif of Pad is Doch Eina Ben Yomo already. So Eina Ben Yomo is Mutter B'Yevet. So he means that this is called L'chatchila. L'chatchila, the din requires that you have to kasha the Treif of Pad, Eina Ben Yomo. Eina ben yomo gzeir, eina ben yomo ata ben yomo, the gzeir was instituted l'chatchila. But the yevet, it does nasa, but l'chatchila, you have to treat eina ben yomo as if it's still ben yomo. So if you're going to cook food, but the yevet, you cook kosher food in the pot, and you want to know, are you allowed to eat the kosher food? So you're going to say, eina ben yomo asas, you can't eat the food, so does it be the yevet? I have to throw out the food, I have to give it away, that's called the yevet. But I'm going to say, the food is kosher, I can eat it, I just have to throw out the mei hakdeira. Okay? So that's l'chatchila. L'chatchila, I say the food is kosher, but I'm getting hanoah from the treif of b'liya. So I have to throw out. What exactly when he says, what did the Rishonim say? Yozru nagos ashri, you have to be yashlech the mei hakdeira l'nohar. What, the pot sells for $10 in the store? What does he have to throw out? The mei hakdeira. It's very modern. So Tzvi Hirsch Kalosha has the Horus on the bottom of the page, the Tzvi Latzadik. He says, Tamua, Hakdera la Nesra Bahanoa. The pot itself is Mutabanoa Baharai. The Mechaber writes on the last line, you can put marbles in the pot, you can cook pears in the pot, you can cook cold things in the pot. Only the Bliya, the Balua Shabo, is Asamana. You don't say Chaticha Nasmela, the whole pot becomes treif. The pot is not food, it's not edible. The pot is kosher, the Balua Shabo. How much is the balua going to sell for? How much is it worth? It's worth a penny. Well, it's not worth anything. So he tainis, tamua, he doesn't understand that. It's not a kasha on the shach. Kasha on the ozeru and agos oshri. Hakadeir olay nesra ba'anua, shari muta losas ba'peris. Rak ha'bliya, asur ba'anua, mkein, yashlech dmei ha'bliya. No, it's not a mashu. How much is the bliya worth? A penny? Half a penny. So what are they talking about? He doesn't understand what the Rishonim mean over here. It's taka pella, but apparently that's what they're driving at. That a kli she'ena ben yomo midirabbanan is also lachatchila, but the evidence is muta lachatchila is also. So this is considered lachatchila. To say that the food is also, this is b'di'evet. The alternative is either I eat it or I throw it out. So if the alternative is I throw it out, this is b'di'evet. So b'di'evet, the food is muta. But to say the food is mutter, but you have to throw out the dmei ha-bliya in the pot, so that's his lachatchila. So lachatchila you should throw out. Exactly what hanoah is he getting over here? How is he getting hanoah? I mean, you have to visualize as if it would have been ben yomo and would have been nois and tam into the maichol, because you don't have shishim against it, so then it would have been nois and tam l'shvach. What if it's all the same thing? It's a fleshik soup, and yesterday was also fleshik soup. So what exactly is the hanoah? So the Prima Godim writes a different hanoah over here. He doesn't say that the l'chatchila it's also hanoah, so you have to be yashlech demei ha-hanoah l'nohar. What hanoah are you getting? So he doesn't say the hanoah is that the balua in the kedera is entering into the soup now. So the soup will taste the same as it would have tasted without it also. Happens that the balua is nice and tam, is ainah ben yom, so it's nice and tam levgam. So it's pogimit, so bedavke you're not getting hanoah. But l'chatchila the rabbanon is that you treat it, you consider it as if you are getting hanoah. What hanoah are you getting over here? Yesterday was fleshik soup and today's fleshik soup. So the Prima Godim says, no, the hanoah is when they used to cook in a pot, our pots it never happens. When they used to cook in a pot, the pot used to absorb a lot of the soup. You filled it up with soup till a certain point, and then after you finished cooking it, it was an inch lower. Because the walls of the pot were so absorbent. Our pots are treated, the metal is treated in such a way, stainless steel is treated in such a way, it mamsh doesn't absorb anything. That's what they say, that the stainless steel pot are boleya, they absorb less than zechuchis. And zechuchis, the mechaber paskins, is considered ain't a boleya. So the stainless steel should be a kavachomer, that it's not boleya. So it's a problem. We're waiting till all the rabbanim of the world will gather together and have a world conference, and we'll have to make up sack on the stainless steel pots. It's very shver why we're still machmaran. And mamish not balei at all. But in the days of the Shulchan Aruch, they're talking that the charsis hakder would be balei, part of the soup. So the hanor that I get when I cook in the kli she'enim ayom, but the hanor that I get is that none of my soup was absorbed into the walls, because the walls had this basa b'cholav dike blia in them. So it's sovala blia. The walls were so full of, the walls were so absorbed with the treif of bliya from yesterday's basa b'chalav she'ena ben yomo, that the fact that they were so absorbed prevented my soup today from being nivla. So that's what I'm getting on. None of my soup is being nivla into the walls of the kedera. But I'm getting on from the thing when it's ena ben yomo already. So ena ben yomo is dachnos and tam levgam. So what's the problem? So the answer is no, but l'chatchili, not let it, l'chatchili treating ena ben yomo as if it would have been a ben yomo. Yeah, all these dinim, here the Shulchan Aruch said in Sifalos, in Beis, everything you're talking, Tochav Kapcha Levis Begderish Abbas, what kind of a Kapcha Levis is it? It's a Kapcha Levis, that's a Ben Yomo. If the Kapcha Levis is Enim Yomo, it doesn't make trade. That's a double Pashur like that. So Shlomo Eger writes on this, on Sifalos, there are more writes about Kap Ben Yomo. So Shlomo Eger writes on the previous page, on page 414, the Gemara in Psachim. We learned the Gemara a couple of weeks ago. Gemara in Psachim had the whole sugya of eating macholos hasur shelo kederach achilo asoy, of getting hanoa from isuri hanoa shelo kederach hanoa asoy. So there's one bandam in the Gemara, there is no such thing as hanoa shelo kederach hanoa asoy. There's no official form of hanoa. Achila has a delineated act of swallowing food down the base of bliya. So if you eat, so that's normal. So then if you eat burning hot food and it burns the mouth, or ice cold food, you're chewing, I have a ham that I take out of the freezer, it's hot like a rock, and I chew it and I swallow it, and that's ridiculous. No normal person eats like that. So he did a ma'isa achilu shaloka derach achilos. So one opinion in the Gemara is, shaloka derach achilos is mutam and atoire, the holy is only midi rabbanim. And some Rishonim, the Rabbi Yoh, held that it's even mutam the Rabbanan. And the Shach wanted to pass on like the Rabbi Yoh. They had in the second Chelik Yerudeh. Shach wants to pass on like the Rabbi Yoh. And the Shach Messiah was Masig. He doesn't understand. Why, nobody holds like that Rabbi Yoh. Should be awesome with the Rabbanan. And then the other Mandam of the Gemara said, not only Shalok Adarach Achilosa is mutam in Atoira, it may be possible even mutam Rabbanan. Even by Yisri Hanoh, Shalok Adarach Hanosam, there's also mutam in Atoira, and the whole Yisri is only with the Rabbanan. There the Rav Yoh agrees that there is an Issa de Rabbanan. That is Maskeman. Rav Yoh only says, and Shaloka Derech Achilosa, there isn't even an Issa de Rabbanan. It's like the first Mandam in the Gemara held that the din of Shaloka Derech only applies to Achila. It doesn't make sense to apply to Hanoah. And even the second Mandam who pushes and says, even by Shaloka Derech Hanosa, it also applies, but there it makes sense to say that there is an Issa de Rabbanan. Shaloka Derech Achilosa, the Rav Yoh holds that there isn't even an Issa de Rabbanan. But Shaloka Derech Hanosa, there is an Issa de Rabbanan. Because the Gemara says, Rabina, we had the Gemara in Psochim. Rabina Shaif Librate Begoharki de Orlo. Paris of Orlo Arosa Bahano. So his daughter was sick. The Gemara said she had a fever. And a fever, a person has a fever. One opinion in the Gemara that's a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana. Depends how high the fever is. So one opinion was Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana. So you can even use Yisurei Hano, Der Isa Mamish, to knock down the fever if you're afraid the person may die. The other version, the Gemara said, no, the daughter was only with her fever. It wasn't that high. It was the status of a cholish ein boi sakona. And shaloka derech hanasim is only an isa de rabbanon. So memakam cholo goes rabbanon. So we would allow hanos shaloka derech hanasim. So it's mefurish in the Gemara that shaloka derech hanasim, there is an isa de rabbanon. The Rav Yoah that the Shach Paskins like only said by shaloka derech achilosim that there isn't even an isa de rabbanon. So that Gemara, when the Gemara has the second version, and we pass like the second version, that Shaloka Derech Hanosam is Mutam and HaTorah, it's only an Issa Dirabbanon. So that Gemara says that there are two exceptions to the rule, that Shalot Kederach Hanasim for sure is an Issa Dereisim. Where is that? That's by Basa B'chala, by Kloa Kerem, that the Chumash doesn't write it Beloshon Achila. The real din, the Ikka din of Shalot Kederach really should only apply to Achila, because Achila is a Maisa Mesuyam, is a delineated act. Hanoa, there are a million and one kinds of Hanoa. You can't say what's normal, what's abnormal. So Bayachid, the first Loshon Gemara that Shalot Kederach only applies to Achila, doesn't apply to Hanoa. We pask and not so, we pask like the second Loshon, Shalot Kederach even applies to Hanoa, but that's only, the Gemara says, by those Yisiri Hanoa, which are written in Chumash Beloshon Achila. And it starts off as an Yisir Achila. So the Gemara says, by Basa Becholom and Kloya Kerem, where it doesn't use the Loshon Achila in the Chumash, even though the Rambam says that there, it also starts off as an Yisir Achila. The Rambam and the Kud and the Floor and the Pirish HaMishnayis and Krisis wrote that Basa Becholom is only going to be Osa Banoa if it's first Osa Achila. The Yisir Hanoa is an extension of the Yisir Achila. Basically, Basa Becholom is Macholas Asuras, and some of the Macholas Asuras are Osa Banoa. So the Rambam says, true, but let's say by Avodah Zarah, the Taisa said in Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah starts off as an Issa Hanoa. Avodah Zarah is chal on a table, it's chal on a tape recorder, it's chal on anything, it doesn't have to start off as Yisuri Achila. So there, for sure, you can't say Shalot Kederach Hanasim is going to be Mutam and Atur. As far as that Hegder should be like that also, that was problematic, because there was a Gemara in Psochim. The Gemara talks about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was the chief rabbi of Bizman Abayis, and he was giving a shiur when they all came to be Oyel Regel. The chief rabbi was giving a shiur, and it was the heat was unbearable, so he told everybody they should stand in the shade of the Hechel. So the Gemara says, but you're not allowed to get Hanor from the Beis Hamikdash and smile by Hegdash. And the Gemara says, Shaini Hechel, the Latecha Avida. The Iker Hanor of the Hechel is to get Hanor by standing inside the Beis Hamikdash, not by standing outside in the shade that the building protects you from the sun. So Taisus says over there, Shain Hechel de Latoch Avida, it's Hanor Shalok Adarach Hanosim. So Taisus learns in that Gemara that Shalok Adarach Hanosim is even Mutar and Hegdish. It's also a Pele. How can it be? But the brick structure of the Beis HaMikdash, the stones of the Beis HaMikdash, are not Macholos Asuras. It starts off as an Issa Hanor, like Avodah Zarah. It doesn't start off as Macholos Asuras. So why should you apply the kalal of Shalot Kederach Hanasim? It really doesn't make any sense. So the pashtus is, whenever you have an Iser that starts off as an Iser Hanoa, like Hegdish or Avodah Zarah, or you have an Iser like Kloy Akerim and Basa B'chalim, that does start off as an Iser Achila, like the Rambam wrote explicitly in the Pirush HaMishnayis, but it's not written in Chumash B'loshan Achila. It's written in Chumash, Lo Sevashok Dei B'chalev Imoi, Pentuk Dush HaMalei Azer Shatizra. So even though the nature of the Yisr is that it is Macholos Asuras, but since the Loshon Achila doesn't appear in the Chumash, so you don't have this Kula. There we adopt the Lishna Kama in the Gemara, that Shalok Derech only applies, doesn't apply to Yisuri Hanoa, only applies to Yisuri Achila. So the Rambam writes all this. If you eat Basa B'cholov, Shalok Derech Hanosam, it's an Yisr Deraisa. So the Rambam gave a mashal. I have Basa B'cholov, and I poured in and I put into the Basa B'cholov some awful tasting liquid, and now it's not Roy L'Achila at all. So the Rambam writes in that case, that's Shalot Kederach Achilasam, and that's an Issa Deraisa by Basa B'cholov. So we had a whole discussion, the Chavis Das raised the whole issue over there. But isn't that a din of Nifsal Me'achila Sodom? Shouldn't I say it's Nifsal Me'achila Sodom? So the Chavis Das gave an answer. He said the two different dinim. By Basa B'cholom and Klai Akerem, the only kula you have is Shalok Kederach Achilosam. The only chumrah that you have is Shalok Kederach Achilosam is going to be an Issa Deraisa. But you don't have a chumrah on Nifsam Achila. Nifsam Achila Sodom, he claims, is going to be Mutter. So that's why he was bothered with the Kasha. How do you know Nifs Machilo Sodom will be Mutter? Because Nisim Tamlo Gam is Mutter by Basa B'cholom. You have a pot that has a tray for Bliya Basa B'cholom and Tzeina Ben Yomo, so it does Nasa. That's what we have over here by the Kedera. If the Kedera is still Ben Yomo, so it's going to Asa. If the Kedera is going to be Eina Ben Yomo, then it does Nasa in the end of Siv Gimel. Why? Because Eina Ben Yomo is Nisim Tamlo Gam. Nisim Tamlo Gam, the Gemara said in Abedizor Dav Samaches, is an extension of the Heta of Nifsim Achilo Sodom. So that's what the Chavis Das writes in the Simen Kuv Gimel on Nosen Tam Gam. He says, from the fact that Nosen Tam Lev Gam by Basa B'chol of Makloya Kerem is Mutter, that's our Chocha that Nips Machilov Sodom is also Mutter. So how does the Rama write Ira by Dov Amar by the Basa B'chol of Makloya Kerem that it's going to be an Isa Deraisa? Why don't you say it's Nips Machilov Sodom? So he came up with the Chiddush Niflo. Nifs Machilos Sodom is Mutter, that's Rab Shimon's Gemara, Rab Shimon's Dinan, Abay Dezor Dav Samaches, based on the Pasuk, Lager Shav Shachet Tidnar Vachala, Nevela Haruya Lager Kruya Nevela, Nevela Shein Ragele, Ein Haruya Lager, Ein Kruya Nevela. So he said, that's only if it's Hisriach Me'elo. But if you are Pogimit B'Yadayim, that's not called Nifs Machilos Sodom. The other Paskim disagreed, the Chazanish, and Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Soloveitchik, they all disagreed with that. So that's why they gave a different answer. So the Chazon Ish says, Pashut, Ira by Dov Amar, if you poured in a liquid into soup, and you poured in an awful tasting liquid, and a layman can't separate it, you need a chemical procedure to separate the awful tasting flavor from the good tasting tray for food, so that's called Nipsa Machilos Adam. But if you have Ira by Dov Amar, I poured on so much mustard on the tray for salami, that if I eat it the way it is, I'll burn my tongue. But I can take the salami, hold it under a faucet, and wash off all the mustard. So that kind of Yirva Dov Amar, that a layman can easily separate it, that's only called Shaloka Derech Achilosim. That's not called Nifsim Achilosodom. So they're also going with the Shita, that Nifsim Achilosodom by Bas B'cholov would be Mutter. Rav Chaim in his Sefer said he doesn't think that it's true. We have the Mishnah in the end of Tmura, that there are two types of Isuri Hanua, there are Nisrafim and there are Nigbarim. So the Mishnah draws a contrast. Hanisrafim Afron Mutter, because Ein Lachadavish and Asis Mitzvasoyim Oilimbo, and the Nigbarim is Afron Osa. So Rav Chaim asks, what do you mean Nigbarim Afron Osa? But it's Tachnivsam Achilos Adam. It turned into Afer, turned into ashes. So certainly not Royal Achilos Adam. Which person eats ashes? So Rav Chaim said, apparently it's a double Pashud, that the Kula of Nevela Shein Royal Ager, Ein Kuri Nevela, Nifs Machilos Adam is Mutter, doesn't apply to Isuri Hanoah. It only applies to things that are only Asa B'Achila Mutter B'Hanoah. But if the thing is not only Asa B'Achila, it's Asa B'Hanoah, so once the Isa Hanoah sets in, so it's going to be also the Yerlam Void, even after it's going to become Nifsa B'Achila Sodom. Aye, but we do have a din of Nosen Tam Lev Gam, and Nosen Tam Lev Gam is an offshoot of the din of Nifsa B'Achila Sodom. So Rav Chaim works out some kind of a solution to that murderous kasha. That was the Hechoche of the Chavos Das. So Rav Chaim gives some kind of a magical answer on that kasha. Not so easy to understand. So here, Rav Shlomo Eger has a comment. Shlomo Eger is assuming that Rav Shlomo Eger is assuming after a few assumptions here. He's assuming that Ira by Dov Amar by Basa B'cholov is Osir, even though it's Nipsal Me'achilos Adam. It still remains awesome. He seems to be learning like Rav Chaim, not like the Chavos Das that Ira by Dov Amar. We had three pshatim in that Rambam. We had the Chavos Das, you had the Chazon Ish, and you had Rav Chaim. So the Chavos Das said Ira by Dov Amar is not called Nifs Machilos Adam because you did it by a dime. Nifs Machilos Adam, the heter only applies if he's Sriach Me'elov. So we don't really accept that. Then the Chazon Ish said Ira by Dov Amar, if you would have mixed it in a such way that a layman cannot straighten out, it's not easy to re-separate it out, then the Nifsa Machilos Adam would be Mutter. The only thing is that Ira Dov Amar, he mixed it in such a way that a layman can remove it. So that's only Shloka Derech Achilosam, that's not called Nifsa Machilos Adam. Rav Chaim said, no, the whole thing is wrong. Ira Dov Amar is Nifsa Machilos Adam, and Basa B'cholam, Nifsa Machilos Adam is Aser, V'Harai, from the Mishnah and Tmura. That ha-nigbarim, basa b'chalav is nigbarim, it's not in this Rav, ha-nigbarim, afranosa. So the Rav Shlomo Eger seems to be assuming like Rav Chaim said. Here by Dov Amar, the Rambam says that by basa b'chalav is an issa deraisa. So you see that even if smachilos adam is osir, safrek takashe, if you have a milchik spoon, ena ben yoimai, and you stir the fleshik soup with it, so why do I care that it's Einem and Yoma? Einem and Yoma is an extension of the din of Nifs Machilos Adam, but Nifs Machilos Adam doesn't apply to Basa B'cholov. So why does it help it's Einem and Yoma? So Rav Shlomo Eger quotes a Prima Godim who says, quotes this from the Prima Godim and the Psiche Tehuchas Basa B'cholov. So he says that's only if it already became basa b'cholov, and then it becomes nefs machilos. So that's what Rav Chaim says. Once it's basa b'cholov, it's also b'ano. So nefs machilos adam is nishkenet. Here, it was nice and tam levgam. The milch expum was nice and tam levgam before it became basa b'cholov. So you want to combine together milchiks with the fleshiks, and one of them is already nifs machilas adam before you even get to first base, before it even becomes basa b'cholov. So he says, no, nifs machilas adam before it becomes basa b'cholov is a heter. After it already became basa b'cholov, it's not a heter. Yeah, but that's a tamua, because in the end of Siv Gimel, we just learned it. If you have a basa b'cholov dika treifa kli, a treifa pot that you think you may have cooked in basa b'cholov, I stirred the milchik spoon in the fleshik soup. I don't know whether all the milchiks came out and it was this bottle of shish, and some of it came out. So there's one possibility. Maybe the balu on the spoon is not basa b'cholov. Now I'm going to stir new parva soup with this spoon, and I don't have shishim in a new parva soup. So the whole parva soup became straif, and the kedera becomes straif. Maybe the kedera is basa b'cholov. But then it says once the kedera is ena ben yomo, so it won't make anything else straif. How can it be? But once you say it became basa b'cholov, so it remains basa b'cholov g'olam v'ad, even after it becomes nifs machi v'asodom. So that's the taina that the Chavis Das asked. Chavis Das said, the fact that Eina ben Yomo is muta by basa b'cholov does not prove the din is that it is muta. Eina ben Yomo is muta by basa b'cholov. So Shlomo Eger quotes the Prima Godim, Eina ben Yomo is only muta by basar a fleshik spoon or a melchik spoon. It's Eina ben Yomo before it became basa b'cholov, so the Noisin Hamagam prevents it from becoming basa b'cholov. Once it already became basa b'cholov, then Nifsam Achilas Adam is Nishken Heter, Kamavua Barambam, that's how he read the Rambam, and the Mele, Eina ben Yomo is not going to be a Heter either. That's against the Shulchan Aruch. That's the Chavis Das Kasha, that's against the Shulchan Aruch, the line in Tziv Gimel. So that's Rav Chaim had to work out some kind of a teretz. He has some kind of a complicated teretz on that Kasha. Then you have Siv Dalet. Siv Dalet is an important Siv. What if I took a milchik spoon and by mistake I stirred the fleshik soup? The milchik spoon was Eina ben Yomo. So the Sif Aleph, the Ramo wrote in Sif Aleph, the whole story is only Ima Kaf ben Yomo. If the Kaf is Eina ben Yomo, then the Mechaber spells it out. The Ima Kaf ben Yomo, so everything is Mutak, there about Tafshin Mutarm. However, the Kaf is now both fleshik and milchik. The Kaf is not treif, because it was only Eina ben Yomo milchik. So the Eina ben Yomo milchik can't be chal basa b'cholov on top of it. But since the kaf was a milchik kaf, and now I stirred fleshiks with it, so I have to be concerned about the possibility if it would have been malaris sicha, the fleshiks. So that constitutes a hagolos. I would know. The whole blia went out, and you have to figure if you have shishim in all of the fleshik soup against the thickness of the spoon, so all the milchik blia is bottle. And whatever's going to come back in is already going to be bottled with shishim, no problem. But we're talking about over here that it's not mala v'sicha. The fleshik soup is not so burning hot mala v'sicha. It's not bubbling hot. It's yatzoleh. So you don't know how much is going to go out, how much is going to remain behind. So you don't know. So you can't assume that everything went out. So you have to be concerned. Maybe some of the bliya of the milchiks remain behind, and maybe a lot of the bliya of the fleshiks went into the spoon. So now I have a spoon that had, as of a week ago, it had milchik bliya, and now it has possibility, maybe yeah, maybe no, maybe it has now a fleshik bliya. So you're not allowed to use them. We don't pass them like that ra'or in the Ritvo, in the end of Avodah Zorah, that the Gzeir Eina ben Yomo Atam Yom was only instituted on an Isura Bala, they never instituted on a Hetera Bala. And he only had one set of dishes, and he just waited till Eina ben Yomo to switch back and forth from fleshik to milchik. We don't pass them like that. He passed them that a klish Eina ben Yomo is awesome in the Rabbanon, even from fleshik to milchik, even though hetera bola. So that's what the Chavis says over here. You had a milchik spoon, and afterwards Eina ben Yomo ready, I stirred the fleshik soup with it. So the spoon is now both fleshik and milchik. It's not basa b'cholov because it was Eina ben Yomo from milchik. So never became basa b'cholov. So you're neither permitted to use it for fleshik, nor permitted to use it for milchik, but you're permitted to use it for other macholim. Fine. What a bit of yevet, I will use this spoon that's both fleshig and milchik for fleshigs and milchiks. So the milchiks, it's already Eina ben Yomo, that's a long time ago. So if I'm going to use it again for fleshig food, stir fleshig is not going to make a treif, because then Eina ben Yomo for milchiks. But if I'll use it to stir milchiks now, so now it just became a fleishik spoon. We think it just became fleishik right now. So kozman that it's still yatzaled from the time that it became fleishik, so you have to be concerned that that it'll make something else straight. Okay, let's see Sifei. Sifei is a gigantic shach, Sifkot and Tezvot. He pours his heart out against the Mechaber and the Ramo. He says, he doesn't know what they're talking about over here. It's a Pella, this Mechaber and the Ramo, they're both a Pella. Let's read it. Sifei, in Bishlo Mayim Bigderach Hadosh, I have a brand new pot, Parva. Never used, not for fleshings, not for milchiks. And we're cooking water. V'tochubo Kapcho Levis. I put in a milchik spoon ben yomo, and I didn't have shishim. So the water becomes milchik because I didn't have shishim in the water. Then I empty out all the water. I emptied all the water, dried out the pot, I filled it up again with clean water. Now I put in a fleshik spoon ben yomo, fleshik spoon ben yomo, and again I don't have shishim in the water. Can I get the fleshik spoon? So the Mechaber says the pot is treif. The first time there was no shishim in the water against the milchik spoon. The second time there was no shishim in the water against the fleishik spoon. In both times, lo hay b'mayim shishim. So the din is, the pot became both fleishik and milchik. Also, the shtamish b'gdera lo basa v'lo chol. We're not allowed to use it for fleishiks, not allowed to use it for milchik. So that's what the shach says. What in the world is he talking about? The Mechaber quotes, there's a simon later on, simon tzadikeh, it's not banat. Not banat that tailor is mutter, dustach mamish, not banat. I had a milchik spoon, and it's clean, has no shamnun is bien on it. And then I stir water, burning hot water in a pot. So the milchik bliya goes into the water. So that's already nosen tamma, nosen tam. Then it goes from the water into the pot. That's nosen tamma, nosen tam, bar nosen tam. Not banat, banat. Even according to the Ramor, who is machma like the Rivon, the Shem Rashi, the not banat al yidei bishul, is usur. He only said it l'chatchila, but he ever not. So even the Rambam who said not by not, ayde bishul is also l'chatchila, but even the Rambam admits that not by not, by not, even ayde bishul is at the gomer. So the Shach keeps on quoting, that's what Tosis and the Rosh say all the time. It says in the Mechaber in Hilchas Pesach, if you're kashering Pesach, you get pots and pans, and Erev Pesach in the morning before the Zman Iser, so you neither have to be concerned about Eina Ben Yom, nor do you have to be concerned that you need Shishim. Normally, Tosis raised the question, what does it help that you do Hagol on a Trefer pot? The Trefer is going to go into the parable water, into the kosher water. What's going to prevent the Trefer Bliya from flying back into the pot that just became kosher? So one opinion of Tosis was that there's some magical answer that the pot will only absorb Bliyas that were floating around in the water from beforehand. But the Bliyas that were just spit out by the pot will not reabsorb. So Tosis makes fun of that. That's how they interpret it. That's how I read a Gemara on Kuf Chesam and Beis. So Tosis makes fun of that. What do you mean? The pot has Roch HaKodesh to know which bleas were there from before, which bleas did it just spit out now. It doesn't make any sense. That's not the answer. So what is the answer? So Tosis says the answer is, Akasha is correct. Whenever you do Hagol on a Trefer Kli, the blea is going to go out from the Trefer Kli into the water. It's going to prevent it from going back into the Kli. The Tosis said, nothing is going to prevent it. You have to either do the Hagola when the Kli is Eina Ben Yomo. So when the Bliya goes into the water, when it's going to be Nivla back into the Kli that you just kashed, it's going to be Tchilas HaBliya Levgam. The only time the Chachamim were goes around in Eina Ben Yomo is when the Tchilas HaBliya was L'shvach. But here where you did a Hagola, the whole Bliya went into the water, then it re-enters into the pot. So now the Tchilas HaBliya is Levgam. Or if the Kli is a Ben Yoma, but you have Shishim in the water, connected the whole Trefer Kli. So since they have Shishim, so the Trefer Bliya becomes Batal B'Shishim. So true, it'll be Nivla back into the Kli that you just kashed, but at the time that it'll be Nivla back, it'll really be Batal B'Shishim. So the Rishonim said like this, that you have to worry, whatever you do, Hagoli, you have to worry, you have to be concerned, you either have to have Shishim in the water, connected the volume of the Trefer Kli that you're kashering, or you have to see to it that the Kli should be Eina Ben Yom. So then the Rishonim said, "Bamedvar Mamurim, if it's Isura, if it's a Trefer Kli, but if it's Chametz Kodem HaPesach, that's a Terabola, or if you have a Fleshik Pad or a Milchik Pad, so then you don't have to be concerned. Why? It doesn't bother me. The Milchik Bliya, the Chametz Bliya goes from the pot into the water, nothing to prevent it from going back into the pot, that's already going to be a nat bar nat. And there was a chametz dikabli in the pot that goes into the water, and it's still no problem, still not Pesach. Pesach is going to come tomorrow. This is the day before Pesach. On the morning, Avera Pesach in the morning. So it's not banad ha'teir. And even though the Rivon was machman, not banad ha'teir de bishul, is osur, but over here, Tosfos said, this is a not barnat barnat. The bliya goes from the trefe, from the chamzdike kli, from the milch kli into the water, then it goes back from the water into the kli that used to be chamzdike. So if it's a not barnat barnat, it's mutter l'chatchile, Tosfos says, mutter l'chatchile, even al yedei bishul. So that's what the Shach says, he doesn't understand. What did the Mechaber write over here? The Mechaber doesn't even hold from not barnat al yedei bishul. He holds that that's at the gomer. Even the Rambo, who is machmer in Tzadikei, the Rambo is machmer in Tzadikei, Siv Beis, V'yesh machmer v'tzli, v'bishu lesen, that's only l'chatchila n'abriyeva, but that's only not barnat. But it's not barnat barnat. Even he agrees. That's the whole shach. He gives you all the marmakam. So he says, he doesn't understand the Mechaber, he doesn't understand the Rambo. He says, the other Rishonim, we're talking about different cases. They weren't talking about this case. But that's what he says. Shtarka hasoge. Shtarka hasoge on the whole... The Mechaber and the Ramo. That's what he says. In Bishlo Atzof Hasiv Bemish HaMechaber Lo Kivin Yofi B'kan Gam Aram Lo Yor Lo Mechuvan. He says that both, he doesn't understand either. It's a murderous taina. The Ramo writes that it's not Barnat. So what's the problem of Chatzil? It's not Barnat, Barnat. Shini Mutra. Yeah. Let's see, what is the next Ramah write? Kederi, the last line on page Reish Tes in the Ramah. It's the second line in the Ramah on Sifei, if you have a different edition. It's the last line on page Reish Tes on Manala. Kederi, Shedish Lebo, Yerokos, Omayim. I cooked some parva food, Vetochba Kap Ben Yomo, and I stirred it with a milchik spoon, let's say. Vahakedera, the Kedera is a fleshik pot, Ein Ben Yomo. The spoon is a milchik spoon ben yomo, and the food I'm cooking is parav. Or the reverse, the spoon and the keder, one is fleshig, one is milchik, one is a ben yomo, one is an enem ben yomo. Or the hekpach, either the spoon is ben yomo, and the keder is enem ben yomo, or the keder is ben yomo, the spoon is enem ben yomo, shine. So they're not ben yomo, or sheyesh b'machl shishim if you have shishim. So everything is mutter. Even if you have a real problem, if you have shishim, everything is bottled with shishim. So then he throws in a chumr with no hagim lahachmir lechol hamaychol kedmin hakli shehu ben yomo. If you have shishim, so it's bottled with shishim. So you can't say that no hagim lahachmir. He doesn't go on that line, he's going in the other case. No, so what does he mean? No hagim lahachmir, we treat the maychol as if it's fleshig or milchig, based on the one, the kli that's enem ben yomo doesn't ask for the yebit, so that's lo bo v'cheshbon, there's nothing to discuss. The kli that is ben yomo, so that's a din of not barnat ayidei bishul. So the Ramah says, that's what it sounds like, the Ramah says, the minig is lahachmir, to treat the meichel as if it's fleshig or milchig, according to one that's a ben yomo, and he says, ve'en elochum abiyama, it doesn't really make any sense. So the Shach says, what are you talking? It doesn't make any sense. You yourself wrote in Tzadikei Siv Beis that we're machmer for the Rivon. The Rivon holds B'Shem Rashi. The Rivon said B'Shem Rashi. We're machmer to treat it like as if the Meichel is Fleshig HaMilche. So why does he write over here? Ein Aluchumer B'Yalma. There he also writes in Tzadikei Siv Beis, he also writes that it's only a lechatchila b'diyevet, it's mutter. So obviously it's also a chumr. But when he writes over here, eino elo chumr b'alma, it sounds like it's less than that chumr. It sounds like it's only a chumr, it doesn't really make any sense, like a chumr b'loy taima. So the Shach says, what do you mean, chumr b'alma, chumr b'loy taima? It is a chumr b'taima, lechoshish lechatchila. But the Shita Sarivon, he explained it very well inside the case he based. So the Shach says he thinks there must be a misprint here. It shouldn't say, v'nogim lehachma lechol ha-maychol kimin ha-kli. Not that you treat the soup, the part of the soup that you were cooking as if it's milchik, because you stirred it with a milchik spoon ben yom, or you cooked it in a milchik pot ben yom. No, that's the Rivon Mishem Rashi. But the Ramah there, in Simon Tzadikei Sid Beis writes, Aminig lesa lechatchila, not by not only they bishul, but machmer like the Rivon. But he says we're only machmer to this extent. V'davka lechel and cholav abasar atzmo. We don't allow you if you cooked a part of a soup in a milchik pot ben yomo. So we wouldn't allow you to eat the part of a soup together with fleshiks at the same time. But we would permit you avol. The top line in the Ramon Reshid base in this in the old edition, Avolitnam Biklisha Lahem Mutalhatila. But the poor, I cook this part of a soup in a milchik pot that's ben yomo, so it's not banata idei bishul. So the Ramon says you're not allowed to eat it at the same time of flesh, but you are permitted to pour it into a fleshik soup bowl. That's permissible. You're not allowed to eat it with flesh, but to pour it into a fleshik soup bowl. That's already not by not by nuts already. Too many not by nuts. He told me the fleshik bli is going to come out from the soup bowl and go into the soup. That's already too many chumras. So that's what the Rama says. Litna miklisha lehem, buta lechatchil even a not by nuts, aidei bishul. So that's what it should read over here. The Shach writes, and the Bir Agro writes like that. It shouldn't say kim in akli, it should say bim in akli. Kim zachli or shach. The Bir Agro Yudches is just quoting the Shach Bikitsa. He's masking with the Shach. Here the Shach writes in Yud Ches. The minig is, the minig that doesn't make any sense. It's only a Chomer B'Alma, Kimidina HaKol Shari. What's a Chomer B'Alma? So he says, in all the editions, Kenem B'Chol HaSvarim, that the minig is Lechol Kimin HaKli. I treat the part of the soup as if it's milchi. So he says, Eina Nochen. The Mashma, the Nogam Lochol Kimin HaKli, Shemen Yom Daino, it's only a Chomer B'Alma. Why is it a Chomer B'Alma? He wrote in Sadek Esli Beis, that that's where Machma for the Shit is Rivon. Elanira de Tzorch Laima, that's the first wide line in the Shach Yud Ches, on page 418 in the standard editions. Elanira de Tzorch Lios, it's a misprint in the Rama. It should say, Bimin Hakli, the base, that even though the Rama writes in Tzarekei, that you are permitted to pour this part of a soup that was cooked in the milchik pot, you're allowed to pour it into a fleshik bowl, because that's already going to be, you're not eating it together with actual flesh. Just the tam of the fleshik bowl is going to enter into the milchik soup. Come on, that's really too many not banats over here. So that's what Ramo over here says. The minig is that you treat it as if it's milchik. You shouldn't even pour it into a fleshik bowl. And he says that's only chomer b'yam because mikra din is not so. But we still have a stira on our hands. Here the Ramo says the minig doesn't make any sense, but that's the minig. And there he writes that it's muta b'poel mamish. So what am to the minig? So the Shach still has to break his head. So he tries to give, he tries to farem for a little bit over here. So he says, maybe what he writes over here, the Noagim, maybe what he means to say is that there are some who have such a minig. It doesn't mean that everybody has the minig. L'kamon, he writes that it's halacha l'maisa, it's mutter, and here he writes that some have a minig, and he said, he's medayik, this teretz from the Loshon of the Ramo, who wrote the Sefer Torah Schatos. All the Ramos here are based on what the Ramo wrote in the Torah Schatos. So he says, V'hachi daik lishna in the Torah Schatos, he writes, V'ra'isi morim le'iser. Avrov ha'olam ein nogim kein, he says. The Ramo says, V'ra'isi morim, so the Shach is medayik, that most don't have that minik. Some have the minik. So that's what the Shach is suggesting, that here when the Ramo says, V'nogim l'hach, not that he's recommending the minik. He's encouraging the minik. No. He himself writes inside the case of base that it's not a problem to eat this milchik soup. It's only milchik based on a not by not al yidei bishul. He himself says he may pour the milchik soup, burning hot milchik soup, into a fleshik bowl and there's no problem. Just shouldn't eat it with fleshik's mamish. But to pour into a fleshik bowl wouldn't be a problem. And he when the Ramah says, Nogim, it means that there are yesha nogim. There are some yesha, or isi marim. There are some who do like that, but others don't do like that, and he's not really encouraging it. That's one suggested there. It's a little doichik. Because the Rambam doesn't say v'yesha nagim, he says v'nagim. It sounds like he is recording what the common practice is. So then he gives another teretz. Okay, he tries to give a few suggestions how to be miyashiv the steer in the Rambam. Then Sifvav we saw already. Sifvav was a direct quotation from a Tosfos in Maseches Chulin. The Bir Agro quotes a Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, but I think we had in a Tosfos Chulin. The Tosfos says, Chanan Bishari Surim, even according to those Rishonim, the Rabbi Natam and the Rashbam, that you say, Chatir Chanas Noel Bishari Surim, So it's not enough if you have shishim keneged the iser that's mixed into the whole mixture. You need shishim keneged the whole carrier of the iser, the whole soup that has a kezayis and treifas in it. So that's only if you're talking about an iser that fell in. But if you're talking about flesh, a little spoonful of flesh fell into a whole bowl of parva soup. A little spoonful of milk fell into a whole bowl full of parva soup. So they don't say chaticha nasamele that you need shishim. Kineged the whole carrier. So that's what Tai says. You don't say Hanan by Heterbo. You only say Hanan by Isurbo. So that's this Mechaber. And then Ramo explains that the Loshat Lam Hanan, all about Dain Kula Heta, Lochin itself, the Shara, Kineged Mashibola. Fine. Yeah. The Pashtus over here, we said the Pashtus is, like Rabbi Kivega said, the shame the Taisus in the Rush, that Bosa that falls into Cholov and it's not nice and tam. Is not mutter based on bitl. You don't have to command to bitl. It's because derech bishul aser teira. That's why. So the only time they have a din of chanan bishari surim when you have a formality of bitl and you have to calculate shishim keneged the yisur. So we say it's not sufficient to calculate shishim keneged the actual yisur. You have to calculate shishim keneged the carrier of the yisur. But over here by basa b'chol we say you don't need bitl. It's based on derech bishul aser teira. Yeah. And then we just had a problem. We had the Mechaber and Sibbe said that if it's loy noida taruvis, it's not bottle. So yes, what do you need noida taruvis for? If it's not a din of bittle, if it's derech bishul aser teira, it's not nice and tough. So we answered midirabbanan, you need bittle. So if you need bittle midirabbanan, so why don't you say chanan? Why can't you still insist that you need the formality of bittle? So it's still not so glad. Mechaber, this sif vav, that's a quotation from Tesis, if you don't say chanan, even though you hold from Hanan Bishari Surim, see the Mechaber is not a pillar. Mechaber doesn't hold from Hanan Bishari Surim. So what did he quote this din for? This din means that the Ramon has to quote it. Even though Tosis writes, even though we hold Hanan Bishari Surim, but by Heterbal you don't say Hanan. Because by Basar or Cholov you don't need a formality of Bittul as long as Dark Bishla Satur. If it's any nice and Tom, Cholov and the Basar, or Basar and the Cholov, so the Basar Cholov doesn't get off the ground. So you can't. Chanan b'shari surim is a formality of bitl. You don't need bitl b'chlal. But the Mechaber doesn't offer chanan b'shari surim. So what did he quote? What did he quote this whole exception to the rule? That's the first half of the shachs of kot nechabes. He doesn't understand why the Mechaber quoted the whole din at all. And then we have this theory that the Mechaber, even according to Ramah, the Mechaber in Sif Aleph talks about Noida HaTaruvis to be Mevat Labas B'cholov. Nilachar, this din is based on the premise that you don't need Bittul at all. Sounds like even with the Rabbanim you don't need Bittul at all. If with the Rabbanim you need Bittul because you're not allowed to eat fleshiks and milchiks together, so then you should say Chanan. You need for the formality of Bittul, you need Shishim, connect the whole carrier, not the carrier of the Yisr, the carrier of the flesh, so it won't be considered eating fleshiks and milchiks. Bevasachas. So that is a problem. So we have to work on that problem. Here there's an important shach of Gimel. He quotes Tshuva from the Maharam Lublin. Rab Lublin says we have a din of Echshel Esochto Osir. The Ravid holds Epshel Softa Muta, the funny Ravid, that only the Sugi only said Epshel Softa Osir, if you hold like Rabbi Yudah Minim Mashu, and we didn't understand Mayin Shmita Eitzel Hasina. So we don't accept that Ravid. All of Yishan and Paskin, Epshel Softa Osir. The only Shaila is, maybe Epshel Softa Osir only applies to Basa B'chalav. Does it apply to Shari Sur? So Rashi and the Gemara, Epshel Softa Kuf Chesam and Aleph, and Kuf Tesam and Aleph. Rashi writes explicitly, Epshel Softa Osir either milk got absorbed into flesh and it was nice and tam. And then I cooked the flesh in a big pot and there's so much water in the pot, so now the milk, the flesh, dispersed and it was nispashit in the whole pot. So now I do have shishim against the milk. So originally the piece of meat became nesamitam bas mecholov, and now there's so much, the cholov was so nispashit, and now it's no longer nice and tam. So that's called efshel esofta. So bas mecholov is also. But then Rashi writes, it's either cholov into basa, efshel esochta asa, or treifis into kosher is also efshel esochta asa. Let's say I have a treifa knife, and I cut a burning hot piece of meat. I cut with a treif knife a burning hot piece of kosher meat. So the blia goes from the treif knife into the piece of meat. And we assume the piece of meat doesn't have shishim against the treif knife, became treif. Then I take this piece of meat and I cook it in a big pot and so much water, so the whole treif blia in the piece of meat is going to be mispashut all over the place. And by now, after cooking the piece of meat in the pot of water, now I will have shishim connected. So according to the way Rashi said, that's also covered with Eshel V'Softa Osa. That's what we explained. Why should that be so? So that's the word. Ein bitul alam t'chilos ataruvas avor. So that's what the Maharam Lublin writes in the Tshuva. That Eshel V'Softa Osa doesn't only apply to Basim V'Cholav, it applies to Shari Surim as well. But he says it doesn't apply to Hetera Bala. You don't say Eshel V'Softa Osa V'Hetera Bala, kind of like this. Let's say I had a milchig knife and I cut an onion. And the onion was cold, but so the bliya goes from the milchig knife into the onion. So the onion is now milchig. Then I take the onion and I cook it. The onion is milchig now. Then I take the onion and I cook it in a pot of water. So there's so much water in the pot, the hechreach, the milchig bliya is going to be mispashit all over the place. So once the milchig bliya is mispashit all over, so the onion is no longer milchig. So that's what the Maharam Lublin writes in the Tshuva. I don't have to treat these onions. Let's say I cook the onions now in a fleshig pot and I have shishim in the pot, can I get the whole onion? So I know for sure the fleshig soup didn't become treif. Do I have to strain out the onions and throw them out? So he says, no, the milchix was, even though originally the onion didn't have shishim, can I get the milchix? It was balei milchix because duchive sakin with the davachor. And it didn't have shishim against it, but by now I cooked all these onions together with all of this fleshig soup, so the milchig tam was nispashit in the whole pot. So I said, I don't even have to strain out the onions. I'm permitted to eat the onions also because there is no din of efshel sochto aser by hetera bala. Yeah. Why again? The whole word was ein bitul ala mitchilas hatarubis. That's when you need a formality of bitul. But by hetera, you don't need a formality of bitul if it doesn't have a tam cholov. So it's not melachit. Yeah. So this is all on the assumption that basa into cholov, cholov into basar doesn't need bitul, not minatora, not midirabbanim. So this luchar is against the mechaben siv base that you need noida hatarubis even by basa into cholov, cholov into basar. So that poses a problem. That's a shtickle steer. Siv Zayin is very shver. It contradicts everything we learned until now. So the Shach has to patch up everything to Farenfer. Why is that in contradiction? What does it say? Basar asech shechatoche b'sakno chalevis. I have a milchig knife and I have a fleshig piece of meat and the whole piece of meat is burning hot. Okay? So the din is, so I would have said that it's tzali. Tzli makes a bliya kedei netila. Maliach keresech makes a bliya kedei klipa, which is slightly less. Tzli makes a bliya kedei netila. And bishul and kovish kemavushal is mabal balatam bekula. So I would have said that the milchig knife, let's say it'll be a treifa knife, and I cut the burning hot piece of meat. So I would have thought that the first kedei klipa becomes also, the worst it can be is like tzli, or I use the milchig knife and the piece of flesh is burning hot. I would say the worst he can be machum, the first kid then until it should be off. So Bechavi says no. Kolachaticha asura. Why is all of a sudden kolachaticha asura? So what does he write in Chavov? Let's say I shecht an animal with a treif knife. I shecht the sakin shall of the kachovim. The goyim have knives, and the treif knife is a ben yomo. So I'm going to shecht an animal with a treif knife. So the Gemara had a machlek, is Beis HaShchita Resech, Beis HaShchita Tzayni. Is the Beis HaShchita so burning hot that it's Yatzo Ledes? Apparently it's something like borderline. So is it so hot that it's Yatzo Ledes? Or maybe it's below Yatzo Ledes. And maybe even Beis HaShchita Tzayni, maybe it's true it's below Yatzo Ledes, but you have a Duchkida Sakina. So maybe a half and a half as a whole. Maybe since Duchkida Sakina only works by Dovah Charif. And if it's really Yatzo Ledes, then you don't need a Duchkida Sakina. And maybe it's a little bit hot, it's not Yatzaletis, and you have a Duchkida Sakina. So maybe the Tziruf of both together should make a treif. So the Gemara said, and if you hold that it does make treif, either because you hold Beis HaShchita Roseach, or you hold Beis HaShchita is a little bit Roseach, not really Roseach, but you have Dukkah the Sakina. So if Yalda makes treif, how much does it make treif already? So the Gemara says Kolayf. That's a Beferish Gemara. Daf Chesam and Beis, the Shach quotes. And Sivkot and Chavav Kolayf, Kadei Klipa. So how did it all of a sudden become that the whole thing becomes Aser over here? That's what he asks. What's going on over here? So he says, quotes from the Rishonim. That's only because the Beis HaShchit is Rasech, is only at the point where you're cutting it. The rest of the Beis HaShchit is not Rasech. But over here, where the whole Basar is Rasech, the whole steak is Rasech, so the Bliya will go even further. It's a Chapela. What kind of an answer is that? If you're doing Tzli, two pieces, Nevela meat next to a Kosher piece of meat. So the Nevela meat only penetrates into the Kosher meat, Kedei Netila, doesn't go further. The time from the first Kedei Netila goes into the second Kedei Netila. That was Tosfos Kasha from Ablezer Mimitz. The Tosfos and Chulin quoted that Kasha. If you all hatich and as nevela bishari surim, to let the first kedei netila ask the second kedei netila. The Ablezer Mimitz gave a funny teretz. He says you only say hatich and as nevela on a whole hatichah. You don't say on a chatzi hatichah. That was a shtikal aleitzonis. But Tosfos said ein laza shum tam. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So they totally rejected Rav Ablezer Mimitz's shita. So Tosfos said no. The answer to that Kasha was that long formula. The only time you apply the rule of Chanan Vishari Surim is when the Bli Asiser is traveling and you have to be Mevatalit, so it's not sufficient to be have Shishim, to calculate Shishim Kenega the Yisr. You have to calculate Shishim Kenega the whole carrier of the Yisr. But here, the Kedain, the Tam of the Nevela only penetrates till the end of the first Kedain Tila. Then the tam of the basar on the first kedei netila goes to the second kedei netila, but the tam of the nevela doesn't go any further. So you don't need shishim. And unless the yachal esim and makom sheni yachal yachal halach l'sham. What it means is the chanan mishari surim does not mean that heta nepach liyisis. It's just the din. You have to measure shishim when you have to be mevatel liyisir. You have to measure shishim connect the whole carrier of the yisir. It's not sufficient to measure shishim connect the yisir. Yeah. So. So by a regular case of tzli, it only asks kedei netila, even though they're both on the broiler, everything is burning hot. So why is all of a sudden the answer that he gave in Chavav, he quotes from the Rishonim, the dar the madam beis hashchit the resev osagi bekedei klipa the awesome ain kol abehem arasachas on the mokam beis hashchit olivat. That's not the full answer. It's only half of the answer. So what's the rest of the answer over here? Sapella. Why does it ask the whole chaticha? Don't you say it should only ask the kedei netila, like regular tzli? So he asks it somewhere over here. No, come on. How can it go kedei kulo? Oh, in chav zayin, the shach in chav zayin. So he works on that. Ve'af agap de lekamon. Here, the last three lines in Sivkot in chav zayin. Yaf agab de lekamon reish simen tzadik vavim chotach besakin shel iser ol shel cholov. Have a milchig knife, a treifa knife, a cut. It's known, so it's a davachorif. So duchki de sakin makes us and us al gedei netila. How did all of a sudden became also rabbi health and yeshlam and hasim lekam mishum churfed? It's known. So here it's more chomer. Duchki de sakin, peladikade. Since it's duki de sakino and it's hot, so goes kedei kulo. It's worse than sli. Hapela. It's worse than sli. Very strange thing. Then the Mechaber says, of course, this is only if the milchik knife is known to be a ben yomo. Avlemena ben yomo, oimena yadusha ben yomo anad. If you don't know what is ben yomo anad, then we have a cloth stam kelim ene miyam. The Gemara has this stam kelim ene miyam. The Gemara says it by kelim shel nochrim, but it certainly applies the same thing kelim shel Yisrael. If you don't know one way or the other, you assume that it's probably eno ben yomo, unless it's a kli in a restaurant that they keep on cooking all day long. So then you can't say stam kelim ene miyam. Some balabatim think that they're permitted to eat kosher fish in a non-kosher restaurant. They work on the assumption. It's stam kelim ene miyam. So that's a joke. Al pi pashtus in a restaurant, how can you say stam kelim ene miyam? They're cooking on the same frying pan all day long. Of course, it's a ben yomo. What are you going to say? Kol pam apam nasa gil lachaveiro mehechetesa. Why should it be a hagol? So this Siv Zayin is Episa Yotzim and Aklal. We don't really understand. Why does it ask it Kol HaTicha? I should say it should only ask Kedei Netilo. That was the Shach's Kash in Sivkot Nechav Zayin. So we're not sure what the answer is. Duchki L'Sakina with Dovachorif is less Chom. Duchki L'Sakina with the Dovacham is worse. If there's no Duchki L'Sakina, you have Tzli, Nevela next to Shchut and Tzli, only asks Kedei Netilo. If you have Duchki L'Sakina with the Dovachorif, only asks Kedei Netilo. But if you have Duchki L'Sakina with Chom, so then it asks Kedei Kula. So he have a Yotzim and Aklal L'Chomer. Then you look in Sif Ches, what's going on over here? And Nafal, what happened over here? Gvina fell, a chunk of Gvina fell on a piece of flesh. So it says that it only asks Kedei Klipa. So why should it only ask Kedei Klipa? Why shouldn't it ask Kedei Netilo? So the Shach says, we assume that Gvina is a Yotzim and Aklal. That the Gvina only penetrates Kedei Klipa, it doesn't penetrate Kedei Netilo. But for Keret, the flesh will penetrate into the in Sukkot Lamed Beis, on the top of Peis Reish Yud Aleph. The Ledomi, the Lekamas, the Mekufei, the Yisrael, Shunov, the Hetacham, so Kedei Netilo, yeah. So what's over here? It's up in, ain't there a Gvina, Likon is called Kach, Abeni Yeruchim, B'Shem Ari. That Gvina only goes Kedei Klipa, doesn't go Kedei Netilo. But however, the flesh goes into the Gvina, Kedei Netilo. So the Mechaber says that it only asks Kedei Klipa, means the Gvina is an exception to the rule of Hakir. And Siv Zayin, you have an exception to the rule of Hachmer. That Duch Kedei Sakina with Dovacham goes Kedei Klipa. Here you have an exception to the rule of Hakir. It's funny. Exceptions to the rule. That the Gvina is ain't darker his Pashit Kolkas, it only goes Kedei Klipa. But the flesh goes into the Gvina, Kedei Netilo. It's also strange. How do they know all this? That it's different. Yeah, then there's also an interesting Shach in Sivkot Chafei goes on the beginning of Siv Zayin. When you're cutting with a milchik knife or a trefer knife, Ben Yomo, you're cutting a burning hot steak. So it asks Kedei Kula. Samot and Din and asks Kedei Kula. Very strange. So the Shach says, and what happened to Tatoi Govar Iloi Govar? The knife is cold and the flesh is burning hot, so it should make a difference. If I'm cutting with the knife from top to bottom, the knife is on top of the flesh, so the flesh is on the bottom, I say Tatoi Govar, so I say it makes trafe. But if I'm cutting upwards, the flesh is on top and the knife is on the bottom, maybe I should say Tatoi Govar, and it's Tzainim, so it doesn't make trafe. So he thinks that the klal of Tatoi Govar doesn't apply over here. Shai? So he says, as it says explicitly, Kemocha B'Yisra V'Hetter, he gives a chapter and verse where the Yisra V'Hetter is. The Prima Gadim says he kept on looking, couldn't find any Yisra V'Hetter that says anything like it. He doesn't know, how does the Shach know that that's true? Maybe he should apply Tatoi Govar over here. He's not so convinced that that Shach is right. Maybe I should distinguish between L'mayla L'mata. Then you have Vaita, Siftes, it's also Pele. The Shach says he doesn't understand what the Mechaber did in Siftes. Siftes, Vaita, a case of not banat de hetera. So it's very strange why the Mechaber repeats it all. Siftes belongs to Simon Sadekei. It's not banat de hetera. Okay. Bulineta, tomorrow we'll continue with Tzadikei. We'll try to Tzadikei. We learned everything, I think. We'll run through Tzadikei. We'll do Tzadikei. Okay. Bulineta.